USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Friday at the White House, President Biden signed a tentative labor agreement passed by Congress to avoid a rail strike. The president discusses how the November jobs report was stronger than expected.
Wages are rising faster than inflation, and we've avoided a catastrophic rail strike. It means our plan to build the economy from the bottom up and the middle out. You're tired of hearing me say that, but it's working. And the wealthy are still doing very well while the middle class and the poor are having a shot.
A new poll suggests most Americans don't have high hopes for the new Congress. A Pew Research Center survey shows 65% of adults believe President Biden and Republican leaders in Congress will be unsuccessful in getting their agendas enacted over the next 2 years. Just about a third believe they'll be successful. The United States is waiting for Russia to show interest in a prisoner exchange proposal offered earlier this year, seeking the freedom of detained American and former Marine Paul Whelan. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. consulate personnel were able to communicate with Whelan recently.
He indicated that he is now back at the penal colony to which he had been sentenced to do his time.
He adds Whelan is feeling well. Saturday marks the 30th anniversary of something many people do on a daily basis.
Saturday is the 30th anniversary of the text message. On December 3rd, 1992, British software programmer Neil Papworth sent the world's first text message from a computer to his colleague Richard Jarvis. It read, Merry Christmas. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Los Angeles County public health officials are strongly considering issuing a new indoor mask mandate. This as COVID cases continue to rise across the country. Dr. Frank Lavecki says last year, as the weather got colder, COVID cases went up.
Last January, we saw a big peak, okay? And the January before, we saw a big peak. So maybe it'll kind of come around the flu time.
Mm-hmm.
These are the highest numbers we've seen since August. And we're definitely going to surpass them. The peak has just gone way up.
The CDC reporting 1,780 people died from COVID in the last 7 days. A terrorist group is continuing to do what they can to squash free speech.
The Taliban has shut down several Voice of America radio stations in Afghanistan and has blocked Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty's Afghan service, Radio Azadi, alleging that the United States-backed outlets are violating Afghani press laws and journalistic principles. A statement from the VOA said that the move, which it noted broke a multi-year contract between the stations and the Afghan government, is a blow to the large audiences craving uncensored news and information. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new survey shows twice as many men own a gun compared to women. The poll from Gallup found 43% of men own a weapon, while just 22% of women say the same thing. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.